Ford reported a net income of almost $1 billion in the third quarter, its first operating profit since early 2008. It was the only major U.S. automaker not to file for bankruptcy this year. Ford's chief executive, Alan Mulally, says the company expects to be solidly profitable in 2011.
Clearly, to move from break-even or better to solid profitability means that we'll be making money in all of our vehicle operations.
Ford benefited from a government program that offered car buyers rebates if they traded in their older vehicles for more fuel-efficient models. Cash for Clunkers helped Ford cut costly incentives and raise production. Among the U.S. Big Three automakers, Ford alone declined to take billions of dollars in government loans. GM and Chrysler received bailouts and are still struggling after emerging from bankruptcy. Mike Anderson owns a Ford dealership.
Public views Ford a lot more favorably now than they ever had before by not taking the government bailout money.
Ford began cutting costs and slashing jobs several years ago. It has also come up with new models that are popular with consumers. A recent survey ranked 90% of Ford's models as above average or better in terms of quality. Jeremy Anwell is chairman of the online buying website, Edmunds.com.
When you look at where Ford was 2 or 3 years ago versus where they are today, they have absolutely turned a corner, and the signs for them moving into next year, I think, are very positive.
But Ford's troubles are far from over. The company is carrying more than $23 billion in debt and is not predicting a profit for 2010. Members of the United Auto Workers who work at Ford overwhelmingly rejected a proposed agreement for more concessions to the company. The plan would have brought Ford's labor costs in line with those of General Motors and Chrysler. Robert Raffel, VOA News.